स्पाइस रेडियो 1200 AM पर ये है द मॉर्निंग बज और मैं हूँ नताशा. टुडे वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट पेरेंटिंग, वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट मदरहुड, वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द चैलेंजेस दैट गो विथ इट. एंड कमिंग टू आवर रेस्क्यू आर मॉम इन्फ्लुएंसर्स एंड जॉइनिंग अस ऑल द वे फ्रॉम मुंबई इज मॉम्बे डॉट ब्लॉगर ब्लॉगर. शी इज अ जर्नलिस्ट एज वेल, अ प्राउड मॉम ऑफ टू, अ सर्टिफाइड लैक्टेशन प्रोफेशनल with 150,000 followers on Instagram. I'm so proud to introduce to you Stuti Agarwal, who is a proud mom of two beautiful kids, Yuvraj and Arna, and also a nominee at the Cosmopolitan Blogger Awards for this year. A warm welcome to the show, Stuti.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here today. And I'm just so happy to spread the message of parenting and help fellow moms and make parenting journey easier for everyone.
And it's no easy job. When we talk about Mombay.blogger, I see it as a platform that's very responsible, that's curated, and it is very relatable as well. Of course, aapke bachche jo hai bahut chote hain, mere to teenagers hain, but at the same time, I see there's a lot of thought put into it. So do tell us, how did the idea take shape for Mombay.blogger?
So, you know, as a journalist, I had an experience of 10 years. When I became a mom for the first time, I was in Hong Kong and I was just figuring out parenting. I would just take out, read books and, you know, to get parenting right. And then apparently I did a good job because I traveled with my son to 6 countries when he was not even 6 months old. And people started saying that, you know, why don't you write about experience? And writing is my love. So I'm like, yeah, but, you know, now he's grown up. I don't know where to start. But when I had my second child in 2019, Arna, I'm like, this is a clean slate. I need to write. And, you know, I was freelancing then. I could never, like, you know, just sit at home. So I was freelancing with her organization and that involved writing. And when there was no work, I would write about her. Generally, I had no idea that mom blogging or mom influencing was actually a job. So I started writing just because I wanted to capture those moments. I'm like, with Yuvraj, I don't remember how was he at 3 months, how was he at 5 months. But with her, I'll write down everything, every milestone, what is she doing, how I do it, what she does. And that was the birth of my page. And you wouldn't believe, when Anna was 5 months old, COVID hit. And I was stuck at home with 2 young kids and no help. And it was a mess. But thankfully, I think my Instagram kept me happy and sane, and writing down about my experiences and helping fellow moms is what took me from COVID.
And talking about COVID, I think, Stuti, उस समय में काफी सारे influencers उभर के आ गए. And I think that's the birth of your third child, Mombay.blogger, right? Yeah, if I can call it that.
Yeah. Definitely. It was born when Arna was born, but then it took shape when Corona was there because I realized the power of social media to help so many moms. Like, you know, I was a very hands-on mom with both the kids. I would play with them. I would do activities. And many people would write to me saying that, you know, oh, wow, you know, I didn't know what to do with my child. I couldn't send them to school and this and that. But this has really helped me. What you're doing, how you are, like, you know, playing with them, teaching them at home, spending time with them. That's really inspirational. And that, you know, gave me the motivation to keep it going.
Now, Stuti, you're a mom, you're a blogger, okay, and you're a journalist. Would you call yourself a mom influencer?
I wouldn't call myself a mom influencer at all. I'm a mom content creator. Mm-hmm. I create content on parenting. If I influence somebody and they want to call me an influencer, I'm okay. Like, you know, if people tell me I'm influenced by you and you are a mom influencer, cool. But I don't think I'm, like, you know, an influencer. I term myself as a content creator or creator.
Wow. And that's a lot of work because when we're looking at content creating, it's just not about writing. Aap to writer hai, journalist hai. But here you're talking about social media. There's videos, there's editing, there's just putting it all out there. So aap kaise waqt de paati hai for both parenting and your content creation as well?
So, you know, I have always worked. I didn't have a laptop initially to work. So what I would do is I would when my kids would be sleeping, I would sleep with them and I would write on my WhatsApp. That's how it started. And it was earlier only static posts. So pictures I would click in the day when I was playing with them. It was all organic. I didn't have to, like, you know, make it a point to shoot. So I would just pictures and then write captions when they were sleeping. Now it has evolved that when they are in school for a few hours, I write, talk to brands, I shoot, I edit, I, like, you know, put it all together, I reply to comments, reply to DMs. It's a full-on job. Like, people think that content creation is just clicking pictures and putting. No. It's a full-time job. I think my job is 24/7.
Now, from a mom's perspective, Stuti, do you think there is added pressure on new moms to live up to this, you know, idealized notion of being a mom, which usually mom influencers put out there, right?
So that is why I think I and a few of us crop of influencers are different. We don't say that, you know, you have to do this. We put out our failures also. That, you know, like I said, I was so busy in the morning, I forgot to give tiffin to my child and now I'm feeling guilty. And then my community supports me and says, it's okay, I have done the same. And, you know, the teacher will do something. So it's not a one-way thing. It's not that I am only influencing and people are listening. It's not like that. It's a both-way thing. Like, you know, on days that, you know, I wanted to work out today, but I was so tired and I didn't sleep in the night that I couldn't go today and I'm feeling so down. And they'll be like, no, no, it's okay. What you're doing is great. And this and that. So it's a two-way thing. I think my community uplifts me as much as I uplift them. So,
absolutely. And I think wo jo real side hai aapke content mein, it's that's what's attracting more people. Kyunki I think from 2023 to 2024, you've suddenly had a surge of followers. Isn't that right?
Yes, yes. So, you know, I put out a content which reached 22 million and it's still going. It's about me and my husband sleeping separately after having a second child. And we have been sleeping separately for the last 4 years because, you know, my husband takes care of my son while I take care of my daughter. So if one isn't sleeping, at least it's one person who's like, you know, managing. It's not like two people. And my husband has to get out of home early for work. I need to sleep a bit late if there are rough days or rough nights. In one bed, it's not comfortable to sleep for four people. So we have distributed. We are very happy in our life. So I put it out as a content that, you know, this is what we are doing. There were trolls, yes. But so many parents related to this. They said, oh my God, we do this. I didn't realize that, you know, so many people are doing this. I'm not alone. That, you know, we do this, but we don't talk about it because we thought that people would think that there's trouble in our marriage. But it's not that. So I think it was so relatable because we are putting out our failure. So there's no image for people to live up to. There's no image. We are all imperfect, but we are the best moms for our children.
Wow, and parenthood doesn't come with this handy book of rules, right? Ki ye sab ke liye chal jayega. Everyone is discovering what works for them best. And as you said, you know, this content which you just spoke about, people don't talk about it, especially in desi homes. Ki hum alag alag so rahe hain. Jaise bhai kuch gadbad ho gaya hai. Shaadi mein kuch gadbad hai. Right? There's trouble brewing. And people get so uptight about it. But you put it out there and there was a whole lot of conversation on that. And that's what's important, isn't it? For people to feel a safe space to share their own experiences.
So it was to normalize the thing that, you know, every family works differently. Every family's rules are different. Your marriage can be different. You can be different parents. And I think that resonated with so many people who said that, oh my God, this is the exact same arrangement that we have.
So aapke feedback se aapko kuch pata chal jata hai ki zyadatar new moms ke liye, what's the favorite subject they want to know more about?
So it's not one subject. There are so many things. They want to know how to make the baby sleep. What is how to diaper? Should we diaper or do cloth diaper? How should we breastfeeding versus formula? Like, you know, there are a host of topics. Suppose what things you should not do with a kid, especially in desi homes. We are like, kajal laga do, upton laga do, aata lohi kar do. So we would keep telling our people not to do all of that stuff. There are things that look abnormal in a newborn, but are totally normal. For example, hiccups, or, you know, they are, watering eyes, or suppose they're not looking straight. These are normal things in a newborn. So I get a lot of messages from moms who are, you know, very anxious at 3 a.m. and whatnot, that, you know, what is this happening? My baby is pooping 10 times as normal. So we would tell them that, you know, it's okay. And I'm if you DM me ever, I will always get a reply. At 3 a.m., 4 a.m., whenever I wake up, I reply to my DMs because, you know, I know that new moms reach out. You know, sometimes it has happened that people are going in for C-section or they are in labor and they have messaged me. I'm going for C-section. I don't know what to do. And I have these posts ready, so I'll just share it with them, forward them, that read through this, you'll be fine, do this. So, yeah, it's very fulfilling.
How nice. And no single day is the same as the previous one. And at the same time, you will not take the place of a pediatrician. But at the same time, you have to keep yourself updated or kafi research hota hoga to answer those queries.
Yeah, so research is there, but I always make it a point. Being a journalist, I know how important it is to have the quote of other people. So whenever there's a health-related issue, I'll always have a quote of either pediatrician or dermatologist or a gynecologist, so that, you know, what I'm putting out, people can trust it. It's not like I can put out anything. I'm not qualified. I can put out on breastfeeding. But if it is related to child nutrition or children in general, I always have a pediatrician on board. And you won't believe, I get so many queries for newborns that I have actually formulated a newborn course for new moms. Like, it is A to Z, everything that you need to know. Like the stuff that I was talking about. So I have done it with a pediatrician because I didn't want to be the one speaking about it. This took me 1 year to make this course because, you know, we have gone to American Association of Pediatrics and whatnot to formulate this course so that it will help new moms.
Wow, nice. No, I mean, you go with so many questions and then everybody tells you their juna purana ideas, right? And then it doesn't help. I mean, I know what things I was told. Do not put Pampers. Rashes ho jayenge. I died with twins. Like, who told me that? Like, why did you do that to me? Why did you put me
exactly
through that?
Exactly why I, you know, and I didn't want to do it on my own. People would question my credibility and credentials. So that's why I got a pediatrician and we are speaking. And it's a course that I formulated with her. And I'm also giving a lot of freebies with it. Freebies, by freebies, I mean PDFs. What should go in your hospital bag? What should go, like, you know, in your, what essentials to buy for a newborn? What vaccinations should you get? Everything that you need to know. Like, you know, a new mom's men, a question, a very basic question of a new mom is painless or pain vaccine and all of that. What should you know about your baby before you are discharged from the hospital? Like pee poop count, Apgar score. People don't ask this. Like delayed cord clamping and all of that.
And you come release, Hora? When is it coming out?
15th April. It will be really helpful to new moms. Especially in a foreign country when they will not have in-laws and parents all the time. I think for them, this is a God gift.
And do people have to enroll with it or is it just...
Yeah. Enroll with it. It is a paid course. It's a very nominal amount. I'm charging some $1,000 for it, yeah.
And that's 1,000 rupees. If anyone is thinking it's $1,000, it isn't.
Wow, I'm so happy that, you know, the new moms have a friend in you, a reliable source of information. Because I have so many regrets ki maine kyun inki baatein suni when I was a new mom myself and things I wouldn't do right now with all the experience that I've had. Now, Stuti, what's next on the cards? I'm thinking maybe a book. Is that anywhere on the horizon?
That is on the cards. I want to write children's fiction.
Oh,
and that will happen sometime. Mm-hmm. I have an idea in mind, but I've not started writing because, you know, blogging is, it takes up a lot of your time. Because it's not one thing, it's 100 things together. So, as in when my children will grow, that book will take shape. I really want to write a book.
Any advice for moms who want to take up getting back on social media, sharing their own experiences? You want to give them some tips?
I would say keep it raw and real. Don't aim for perfection, like, you know, the perfect body, the perfect nail, the perfect hair. Motherhood is all about this. I have put a picture of poop on me, vomit on me, that, you know, this is real motherhood. So don't try to portray something that you're not. And always do follow evidence-based parenting that you can write about. Like, whatever you're putting it up, make it well-researched because so many moms will be following you.
I love
and
that.
And don't plagiarize content. Don't plagiarize content. I've had so many people who, you know, will pick up content and put it. And that's not relatable because people, when they see your stories, they see you. And then they will, this is not her.
Well, Stuti, it's been a pleasure chatting with you this morning. And before I let you go, you want to tell our listeners how they can access your content? Of course, it's mombay.blogger on Instagram.
So I am very active on my Instagram. If they DM, they will get a message from me. That's a surety. Like, no DM till date has been unanswered. I get thousands of DMs a day. That apart, my email ID is there, team.stuti@gmail.com, and they can write to me. And I'll always try to help you to the best of my possibility. Even if you ask me at, like, you know, your time that this is happening, I don't know, I don't have access to a pediatrician, I will make sure I call a pediatrician and get that answer for you.
Well, Stuti, I wish you all the very best and keep up the great work that you're doing. Really, a big hug going out to you and the two kids and, of course, your family.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure chatting with you this morning. You take care.
Thank you so much, Natasha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too. We were in conversation with Stuti Agarwal, mom influencer and blogger of Mombay.blogger, talking about motherhood and more. It's back to more music. Don't go anywhere. Yeh Spice Radio, 1200 AM.